The Aberdeenshire Council have sent me a letter on Friday to say that they would like me to remove the banner from the outside of the building. And the support I've had has been phenomenal, really. I don't think any of the locals see any reason for the banner to come down. The banner has been there since 2006. It's not torn, ripped, damaged, hanging off the wall. And I really don't see what the problem is. As far as I'm concerned, it's an icon for the town. And, you know, promoting sort of tourism in Scotland. And if that's what the tourists come to see and eat, that's what they come and see and eat. There's no health and safety involved in it. As I say, it's not hanging off the building, so it's not near anyone. It's not near pedestrians because it's actually on the corner of the building, you know, looking onto the Carron River. So I think, yes, it's been probably blown out of context. But I didn't expect this response, if I'm being honest. I just put a bit of a rant on my Facebook page on Friday night after work because I did think this is ridiculous. And it just stemmed from there. But, you know, it is about promoting Scotland for me. And if people want to come here and have a one-off deep-fried Mars bar, that's what they want, you know. It is grown adults. We're not talking about children purchasing these things, so... no, my conscience is clear. At the end of the day, we are here as a fish and chip shop, and the aim of our business is to promote, you know, good quality fish and chips. I source most things locally. You know, the fish comes from Gourline just down the road. I employ 16 local staff, you know, from the town. I support most businesses in the town, you know, the Highland Games, Open Air in the Square, the Fireballs. I donate to all these things, and that's what it is for me. It's a small family-run business by me and my son, and that's what we're here to do. We're here to do a job.